Wednesday, fourth week, ordinary time, 1. Readings from the Hebrews and Mark. Reading 1, Hebrews 12, verse 4. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. You have also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as sons. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter root spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 1. He departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. He went around to the villages in the vicinity, teaching. Theme: respecting those who belong to our clan. People are affected by prejudices such as race, class, career, village, and family. These prejudices have an effect on one's thinking and manner with others. To have an objective attitude, people must overcome these prejudices before they can see the good of those who are in their own family, community, or country. Today's readings concentrate on one's relationships with others. In the first reading, the author of the letter to the Hebrews compared one's relationship to God as the relationship between a father and his son. As a father who must correct and punish his children, God must do the same with people. The purpose of the punishment is not out of anger or hatred, but to help one's faith to become firm so that he can face trials and sufferings of his life. In the Gospel, St. Mark reported the insulted attitude of Jesus' fellow countrymen. They couldn't overcome their prejudices about Jesus' family and career to believe in his wisdom and power. Jesus forewarned his disciples the three places where they shall be insulted: their family, among their relatives, and their country. Analysis. Reading 1. A father must instruct and punish because he is worried about his children's future. Two models of education. People are torn between the two models of education. One, the modern type of education. They think that parents or educators shouldn't use any violent punishment with children, such as rebuking, threatening, and scourging. If a child does something wrong, he needs to be isolated by letting him stand in one place, or by temporarily preventing him from participating in any communal activities, so that he can recognize his wrongdoing. Are these ways effective for all children? 2. The biblical model of education. The author of the letter to the Hebrews advised, "My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?" The Greek verb used in this passage is mastengoen, which can have three meanings: to scourge, to discipline, or to punish. One can argue that all three meanings can fit here. In the Book of Wisdom and Prophets, the punishments which God used for those who disobeyed him, not simply the ways that help people to recognize their sins, but many times the authors mentioned the rod, shedding blood, and even death. The Oriental tradition also follows the biblical tradition when saying, "A father uses a rod is the one who loves his child. He hates him when he uses sweet treatments." An irresponsible father is the one who doesn't educate and correct his children. He lets them do whatever they like. An untrained child can't succeed in the future. Similarly, the most painful suffering happens when God lets people do whatever they want. Once God lets that happen, the devil shall enter and control such people, and they shall be slaves for him. The reactions of those who are corrected. Most human beings don't want to be rebuked, corrected, or punished. The author knew this reaction when he said, "At that time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it." The purpose of being corrected is for people's future. For example, the motto for training soldiers is, "To sweat in military school than to pour out blood in battlefield." Similarly, in the training of one's faith, as the author said, "So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed." In order to overcome all obstacles in life, human faith needs to be tested, as gold is tested by fire. Moreover, the correction and punishment aim at not only the individual, but also for the common good and those who shall be affected by that individual. The author said, "Strive for peace with everyone, and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter roots spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled." Gospel. Jesus was insulted by people of his village. People recognized Jesus' wisdom and power. When people of Nazareth heard Jesus' teaching in the synagogue, and witnessed his miracles, they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get all this? What is the wisdom given to him? What mighty works are wrought by his hands?" If they sincerely searched for the answers to these questions, they might recognize Jesus' divinity and believe in him. Instead, they let fixed ideas and discrimination affect their judgment and criticism. Moreover, some deeper reasons why they didn't want to look for the truth are pride and jealousy. They didn't want to accept anyone who is better than them, especially those who are younger and have a lower position than they had. They insulted Jesus due to the two following reasons. Career. Jesus is the son of Joseph, a carpenter. Like most of the apostles' careers, which were fishermen, the carpenter is considered as a manual labor and less educated. They thought the wisdom of Jesus' teachings couldn't come from a son of such family. They believed as a Vietnamese fable, "The son of a king shall be king. The son of a gardener shall continue to sweep leaves." A plain family. They questioned Jesus' background. "Is not this one the son of Mary and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" The mentioned names were probably Jesus' cousins. They wanted to imply that because Jesus was born from such a plain family, he couldn't perform such miracles. However, they didn't give the answers for the questions. From where did he receive such wisdom and power? A prophet shall be maltreated in three places. The Vietnamese believe when one becomes a high-ranking officer, his whole house shall benefit. In today's passage, the village didn't benefit, not because of Jesus' indifference to them, but because of their disregard of him. Jesus came to the village to teach and to heal his relatives and neighbors, but because of their insult, he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Jesus taught all prophets a realistic lesson. They shall be maltreated at three places: in their nation, among their relatives, and in their family. Application in life. To be successful, we need to be corrected and punished for our mistakes. The same thing happens in the area of faith. God needs to correct us when we sin so that we can overcome our trials in the future. Prejudices make us blind and unjustly treat others. To protect justice, we need to discard prejudices and pay attention to only what others do or have. We need to have this attitude, first of all, with people in our family and community.